sold, and really daf nun number aleph. Just thought last Gemara again. The Gemara said like this again. What the Mishnah said again. These chomis loyim shaben is b'mona tzuri. You have to pay with the mona of tzuri. So the question is, the Gemara says mona tzuri. What does that mean? So Amar Rabasi said it means mona shel tzuri. Rasi says it means the mona that they use in tzuri, in that city in tzuri, the currency they use there. That's the mona. So kitza, the mona they had there, that was 25. That was 25 seller. And a seller, so that's about a mona. Mona is 25 seller. Rav Ami says no dinri arva. It means this dinner that they use by the Arabs, an Arab dinner. That's what it is. That's what mona tzuri means. So Rashi has a cheshbon here, but Tosis learns that Rav Asi yomar din arvi kleimar dinner shall arvoi shove he sloyim. One dinner, like a silver coin, is worth 5 sloyim. Shoben, that's how much you have to use for pidyon a ben. So that's Rav Ami saying us that this mona tzuri, the Mishnah means, is a dinner arvi. It's an Arab dinner. Rabbi Chanina Oimer Istero Sarsio. It's this type of a coin, an old coin of Istero. When Tosis says the pshat that comes from Suri, it's called Istero from Surya. So the Mizdavnen Timno Vedinra, that this type of a coin, 8 of them are bought for one dinner, for a gold dinner. That's what this coin is. It's Timno Bedinra. 8 of them you get for one dinner of gold. And Chomish Menayu, 5 of these coins, is the Pidyon HaBen. That's the pshat from the Mishnah Monetzuri. It's 5 of these coins is enough for Pidyon HaBen. Now, Rabbi Yechanan, Omer Yechanan says, Dinrei Hadraini. Yechanan says, take a dinner from this place, Hadraini, or else Traini. These are names of Rashi says, it means a dinner of a golden coin. Shetvu b'madbeya Hadrainus Kaiser, the king Hadrainus, or else with Turninus Kaiser, the king Turninus. Take a golden coin from these places. That's what a monetary is. I'll take a golden coin over here, and he says, what? A shaifa, that it's rubbed out, it's rubbed off, like, the Kaiser's thing was rubbed off, yeah, and the Mizdavnan b'yetzim v'chomi zuz, that you could, but it's bought for 25 zuz. So these coins now are bought for 25 zuz. So what you have to do is, dal minayu shtusa, take off a 6 from it. If you take off a 6 from it, then v'hanach l'pidyon HaBen. The left over is for pidyon HaBen. That's how much you have to use for pidyon HaBen. But this is like a 6 too much. To take off a 6th value of this coin, that's enough you use for pidyon HaBen. So Rashi says, the Tzvir Lei Sloyim Shel Bechor Heim Sloyim Shel Dala Dinner. We know that they have to use 5 Sloyim. Seed Sela is worth 5 Dinrin. So, and that's a seller tzuri. So it comes out, because of the 5 sloyim, esrim dinner. If each seller has 4, and you have to use 5 sloyim, it's 20. So over here, if this coin is 25, so you have to take off a 6th. So Mori asked the question, akati esrim nochi danka heavy. Even if you take off a 6th, still you have too much. You have more than 20. And all you have to pay now is just 20 seller for pidyon HaBen. So say now, a seller is 4 dinrin. I mean, so you have to buy 20 dinrin, that's all. And not the, this is more than 20. Rashi says, like Esri Mechad Nochi Dankev, it's 21 less than 6, because if you take a shtus, a 6th out of 24 is 4. So now you're taking off a 6th of 25, it's a little bit, you're paying more than 20. So still you're giving too much. So what's the like this? Ela Dal Zuz Ushtus. Take off a Zuz and a shtus. And a 6th. And Bahanak Lepidin Aben, left over is what you use for Pidyon HaBen. Tehevilu Esrim Mitakli. Vimitakli Dinri. Dini Esrim Vitimne Zuzi. O Palga Palga Danka. Again, it's more so what Eladar rather Shtus the Zuzi. Take off a 6th and a Zuz. Bahanak Lepidin Aben, that's what's used for Pidyon HaBen. So Morris says, no, still that's not a good Cheshbin. Akati still Esrim. Nochi dank heve. If you take off a 6th and a zuz, so you ending up paying less than 20. So again, that's not good. You have to pay 20 dinrin here for pidyon HaBen. Ela means like this. Dal zuz. First take off one zuz. So this is 25 dinrin, so take off one dinner first. So you're left with only 24 dinrin. Now it's good. Take off a sixth of that. A sixth of 24 is 4. Ushtusa. V'anach l'pidyin haben. And then what's left over is 20 dinrin. That's what you have to pay for pidyin haben. Tevelu esrin mitakle b'makle dinrin. It comes out to be 20 dinrin. That's what you have to use. So this type is a good cheshbin. Yeah. So that's the amount here. It's 20 times here. So it's 20 times dinrin. The yinin esrin v'tumne zuzi yipalgo palgo danka. That this 20, like times the weight of this dinner, really comes out to be 28 and a half zuz and a half danka. And this would be the cheshbin according to the other dinrin. But we're paying now with a dinner tsuri, but a regular one would be much more. So that's why we only have to pay a mona tsuri. And Rashi says, the inner estimatim the pagad dinki the dinri arvi. You want a cheshbin with the dinrin the arvi used, because the dinri tsuri oisin we had before. Rashi said that the dinri tsuri, 7 of them make up 10 dinri arvi. So therefore, 7 tsuris makes up 10. So therefore, take off 7, you make 10 there. So it comes out, this 20 will come out to be 28 dinrin of dinri arvi. So kita, that's the cheshbin for pidyin haben. You have to take 20 of these dinrin of tsuri. Here. The other Gemara says, Omar Rava, Seloyim diraisa. That when whenever the Torah says to give a seller, know what a seller is, it's Tlosa v'tilsehevi. It's like 3 and a third dinrin. Like even though we say a seller is 4 dinrin, no, midiraisa, a seller midiraisa comes out to only be 3 and a third dinrin. That's all. The pasuk says, Esrim gera ha-shekel. You have to take 20 gera for the shekel. Umatagmin, the targum is Esrim moyen. It's 20 moyen. For Tani, we learn like this. Sheish more kesef dinner. That's 6 more kesef fit into a dinner. So therefore it comes out that a seller is a third and a third, 3 and a third. That's what it comes out to. So Rashi has a Gansa Cheshbini. Rashi says, so on the right, what dinner tsurim who betul seve ye esrim moyen. Alright. So what the Targum says is 20 more. And we know 6 more makes up 1 dinner. So 3 times 6 is 18. And then 2 more is another third. So 3 and a third, 3 and a third mona is enough. 3 and a third dinrin is enough. Of course, each dinner is 6 mona. So we have to have 20 more. If Esrim is 20, it's enough to have 3 and a third dinrin. That makes up your 20 Esrim Gera. Esrim Gera Shekel. So if it's enough to have 3 and a third. So the first question is that true? Mace, we have a question. Faloi Sela Shel Kodesh Aboyim Shmoy Nepundiyin. The Sela Shel Kodesh. When the Torah talks about a Sela, it's made up from 48 Pundiyin. Now, Pundiyin ze mativa, what do you use the Pundiyin for? Kilbo Nepurtiyin. That the Pidyon here, this 48, it's an additional to the original amount that you use. It's like when you weigh it out, you shouldn't lose any weight. So this is an extra that's added on. Now these 48, really they're 4 dinrin. Because each dinner like contains with 12 pundiyin. So therefore it comes out that you have to have 4 dinrin for the seller. And not 3 and a third. So Gemara says in Echanami, Bosa di Yosifin Alayu. Here it's talking about after they added on more to it. After it's been increased in value. Once a year. That a sixth was added on to the value of the seller. And that's what comes out to be a seller tsuri. So therefore now, 24 mono comes out that each dinner is 4. So that the, see, Rashi says what? V'haloi seller shakredish. Means how makdish adev, you makdish your field, b'shnasa yoivim. Or you put your base there, you can be paid this amount of a field, the chamishim sloyim. Over teres kainim gabi makdish adev kotoni kerech yokin noisem memtes sloyim. You have to give 49 sloyim or memtes pundiyin. Even though the teres says 50, that's what you have to give lementes shonim shayevul. You give an extra pundian. So he said, you give this extra coin, that's to make sure you're not giving less, you're giving the right amount of silver. You're not taking off any silver. Like Rashi says, hachruhu, like when you weigh it, you have to make sure you have the exact amount of weight, you're not losing anything, you're not giving a little bit too less, or maybe the coins were rubbed off. So you're not giving enough silver, so you have to lay this small coin. Yeah, so Rashi says, nimtza dina yud beis pundiyin, v'sela aboyim shmoyin alma, sela di rice abo dinrin. It comes off me that the sela di rice is for dinrin. That's kash and rova. That rova said the sela di rice is only a 3 1/3. So that's where the teretz is. Here we're talking about after they added onto it. Rashi says, mashdina bosa di sifu lo al sela di rice. Hoi sifu shtus, they added on another 6 to the sela di rice. V'yasu lamida sela tsuri esma v'yabo moyin. Now they made the sela tsuri 24 moin. So nechanami, now it's 4 dinrin to the sela. Now how come they added on to it? The Tanya, the Gemara says, Esrim geira ha-shekel. The Pasuk says, Esrim geira ha-shekel. Lamadnu l'shekel shu esrim geira. Here the Torah is telling us the shekel is 20 geira. On minayin, how do we know to say though, shim rotzel ha-yisif yosef, if the Rabbonim want to add on more to the coin, make it worth more, they could do it. Talmudim, it says, yiyah. So you could make more if you want. Yiyah means, Rash Esrim geira yiyah shekel. Mashum oid havayis acher. You get on to it more if you want to. If so, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yivchesh, you could even make it less also. Talmudim, it says the word who? Says Rashi says, "B'parshas Erchin k'siv hu b'seid v'ikach kerak k'siv esrim geira hu." You can't make it less than this. So therefore, when they added on to it, they only add on more. So it comes out now with dinner is four sellers for dinner. Ravashi shodalei shivsa zuze the Ravachoi. Bread Ravina pidyon aben. Ravashi sent 17 zuz. He sent 17 zuz to Ravacho, to Rav Achor. Braid Ravina, because he was a kohen for Pidyon HaBen. So Sholchla, he sent back to him, Lishta Limar Tlosa Yeserta. You sent me an extra 3? The Ikolayu. That is an extra 3, he said back to him. You sent me more than you have to. Like the extra 1/3 of a seller, that I sent you too much. So he said back to him, what he said too much, Rashi says, Dark Rashi, Shnesat L'cho Yoysa Midai Kerova. That Rav is the soul, the rice is a 3 1/3. If so, for 5, so 5 times 3 is 15, and another 1/3, Vatil Sadin and Shtei Din comes out to be 2, a little less than 2. So because it's less than 17, less than 17. So I give you 17, you have to give me back a little bit more. So he said back to him, no, Sholech Lei, Lishtali Mar, Talos Achrin Yomi, another 3, Yasifu Elayu, the other rabbah. This was only Midin Torah. But later on, they added on to the Cheshbon. So Yomi now another new. Now it comes out to be 20. So Yomi another 3. Omer Rabbi Chanino, Kol Kesef, Omer Batorah Stam. Whenever Torah says a payment about Kesef, you should know it means seller. When Torah says Kesef, it means a seller. That's the payment. A seller. Yeah. And when the Nevi'im talk about payment, Nevi'im is litrin. You have to pay back the value of litrin. Rashi says that means minyan to Esrim Mechomish Shlem is 25 sloyim. The Ksuvim, when it says Meksuvim, then Kintrin. Rashi says that's Meya sloyim Mechol Shekel. Every Shekel is worth 100 sloyim. Chutz min Kaspa Shel Ephron. Except when it says by Romavino, he paid back the money to Ephron. Sha'afo Pisha Kosov Torah Kestam. Even though the Torah says he paid it back 400 Kesef. But Kintrin, Yishno was Kintrin. It wasn't like the Mora says, Stam Torah means Selo, but here it was the best type of a coin. The Pasuk says, Arba Meos Shekel Kesef, he paid him 400 Shekel Kesef, Oivel HaSeicher, means that wherever you go, you could use that coin. It says, Oivel HaSeicher was a currency wherever you go. And therefore, since there's a place, the Gemara says, V'ikah duchta the kokor lekintra and tikla. There are some places that call this tikla the seller a kintra. So since the pasuk says that Rav Avinu paid him 400 shekel, that's currency anywhere. But since there's some places the shekel is called kintra, therefore he gave him this much. Yeah. So even though it says the word kesef, here it means kitrin was that's worth much more. Rashi said it's neya sloyim b'chol shekel. Every shekel is worth 100 sloyim, not just 25, but 100. Yeah. Omer Rabbi Oishia. Oishia says bikshu lignois kol kesef zov shabaylam. The Chumam wanted to say it's also to use it should be also bano all the gold and silver in the world. Why? If they cast buzahava shayu shlayim, is after the churban of the Beis Hamikdash. The Goyim took out the silver from the treasury of the Beis Hamikdash, so that silver and gold is like belongs to Hamikdash, it's also Bano. So therefore got mixed up in the world, so they thought like all the Kesser should be also. So Mara says no, at Shemot L'Mikra, until they found a Pasuk in the Torah from the Torah that says the Pasuk in the Cheskel, that Shumutah, you're allowed to use that money. Shnem, the Pasuk says, Uvoyu bo pritzim, like the Goyim came and was porous, broke up in the Beis Hamikdash, v'chidaluhu, and they were mechalit, mashma, they took the Kedusha off the money. It was not like Lechulin. When the Goyim came in, they took off the Kedusha. Therefore, the money is mutter to use. So, Mara is the question, Stam, what's the Havamina? For the Gemara of Yerushalayim, have the Ruba, the Alma, as there was only the money in Yerushalayim that should be also to use. But the rest of the world, like that money is mutter. So, here you go, Basta, Rover the world, Rover the money is mutter. Why should I say the money all over is also? Just because of Yerushalayim. So, Mara says, Nechnami, Ela rather, Omar Abaye, Abaye says like this. Bikshu lignois dinner hadraini and turaini shaifa. That they wanted to say that these type of coins that comes from the case of draini, the case of traina that was rubbed off, they wanted to say these should be yosa. Because these were the coins that were used in Yerushalayim, and the Mustama, they were brought into the Lishkan, to the base of Migdish, so they should be yosa bano. That's what they thought. Until they found the pasuk in the third from the third, it says no, shumuta. Shneim, the pasuk says, "Uvoyu bo pritzim." The goyim came and broke up in the base of Mikdash. V'chidaluhu, they were mechal. They took off the kedusha off the money. Therefore, it has no kedusha. Therefore, we're allowed to use the money, even these type of coins.
Yeah.
The other Gemara says, "Omer Rav Huna, Funis, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Asi, Kol Kesef Omer B'Torah Stam." Whenever the Torah says to pay back with Stam Kesef Yishno, it means Kesef Tzuri. If you write, whenever you have to pay back, it means this more chashuv of a coin. Like Rashi says, whatever it says, shekel have a seller tsuri to our bor dinrin. That's four dinrin, like Abiyachan before said. But b'shel devrayim, whenever the rabbanim say you have to pay money, that's kesef medina. That's the regular coin, which is 1/8 of kesef tsuri. It's worth much less, only 1/8. So, first, the question is: it true what you're saying for klolu? Is this a klal? That every time the Torah says, it always means the more expensive one, v'arei taina. As a shayla, when you go and ask, I ask, you owe me two things, you owe me two chairs, and you owe me to one. V'arei taina, the chsiv, it says, k'yitein ish ariyeyu kesef akelim lishmor. I give you, let's say, $2 to watch, two kesef, or two kelim to watch. U'tanana, it says, u'shvuas hadayonim, when you come to shout to a bezin, did I say I gave you five chairs to watch? And you said, no, you only took two of them. So, taina shtei kesef, I have to ask you for at least two kesef. So, you see what? It's enough to have shtei kesef. In the Torah says kesef, shtei kesef, Rashi says, shtei mo, means a very small amount of money. Rashi, shtei mois, so 1/3 of a dinner. Even though the pasuk says kesef here, see, it doesn't mean four dinrin, it means the smallest amount of money there is. So, you see, kesef stam does not mean the mchosh of a four dinrin. Smurah says, no, I'll tell you, Shani Hosam, here by Moedev and Mixas is much different. The Pasuk says, Kite Nishroyev, it says, Kesef Oy Kalim. He gave them money or utensils. So we dash like this, Ma Kalim, just like Kalim means Shnayim too, is as Kesef Shnayim. Kesef also means two. Mash many two coins. It doesn't have to be Choshev coins. Any two coins is good. I also, Ma Kesef Dov Choshev, just like a coin, even the smallest coin, is still a Dov Choshev, is still something. Is af kelim dover choshev? It has to be a whole kli, a choshev a kli, not a broken kli. But I call upon him here by taina, even though it says kesef, here kesef doesn't mean four dinarin, it even means a small coin, because it's doina to kesef by kelim. But then more still is it true, I was saying, vare maisa, the pasha of being poida maisa sheni. The posik says, v'etzarto a kesef yodecha. If you have a lot of maisa sheni outside Yerushalayim, you can be pointed on to money and take the money, so the tzar to collect the money in your hands and take the money to Yerushalayim. Now, Tanan, we learned how poirit sela b'moyis maisa sheni, that you could be perit means change it over from small coins into a seller. Mashman, originally, when you applied the money, when you applied the Yemaisa Sheni, you applied it onto very small coins. And now when you want to take these coins up to Yishlayim, you could change them over into bigger coins. The Koponim at Mashman, you started out with small coins. You want to go to the bank, like, and change over, you get a seller's worth from the money that you have, and the small money. So where you see, you could be poider it onto small money also. You don't need big mois atzuri. So Mar says also, Shani Kesef, I'll tell you, Maisa Shani, Maisa is different. Why? Because Kesef Rebu, it says the word Kesef a few times. So it's Mar, but not only the Choshev of Kesef, but any type of Kesef, any small coin you want, you could be putting the Maisa Shani onto it. Yeah. Rashi says, Tlosa Zimna Ksiv, it says three times in the Parsha also, Kesef, Venasata, Bekesef, Asatua Kesef, Venasata, Bekesef, Rebu, Komili. Since the Ribui, any type of Kesef is good. For the Gemara still, for a Hegdish, the Parsha, you want to be paid the Hegdish. The Chassid, the Pasuk says, V'nosa na Kesef akomloi. If you want to buy back something of Hegdish and be paid for it, Pasuk, V'nosa na Kesef, give money. And V'yom HaShmuel, Hegdish shava mona, V'hegdish worth a mona, Hegdish shava mona, Shechilulu al shava pruta, that was Mechal on a shava pruta, is Mechulul. It is Mechulul. So you see what, you want to be paid the Hegdish, even though it's worth a lot of money, you could use it as a Shava Pruta. So Chorot Akasha, Shava Pruta is not a Mona Tzuri. So Chorot says also, Hegdish Nami, Yalif, Kodesh, Kodesh, Mimaisa. So you can say, Shava, Kodesh, Kodesh, Mimaisa, Rashi says, Bimaisa, Shaini Rashi says, Ksiv Kodesh, V'chol Maisa, Boka, V'tsoy, Nashi, Yavar, V'the Hegdish Ksiv, Yishki, Yakdish, Es Beisa, Kodesh. So you can say, Shava, Maisa, Hegdish to Maisa. So therefore, that's why you could be paid the Hegdish also with less than a monetary. Freddie Mar still by Ray Kedush Isha, when you want to get married, the Chassid, the Pasuk says, V'yotza chinam ein kesef, that we dash when an Omar Ria goes out, she doesn't have to pay any money. But Mashman is another place where they do have to pay money, that's by Kedusha Kesef, when you get married. So that's one man yom, we learn out Kedushin from this Pasuk. So it says the word kesef here. Still, now I'm going to the first Mishnah in Kedushin, te beishama yomir bediner. Or v'shava dinner. You only mikayash with a dinner. That's good. That's monatsuri. But a besil, I remember pruta v'shava pruta. You don't have to use a chash of a monatsuri. It's enough even to use a small copper coin. So l'chura leima, let's say ravasi diyamate v'shamai. You want to tell me that ravasi before they said kol kesef, it says in the Torah always means a chash of a kesef tsuri. L'chura sounded like v'shama, not like besil. That's a kasha. Usually passed like besil. It's more so true. El rather I yitma. If you learn ravasi's halacha. This is the way to learn it. That Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav Asi, kol kesef kotzuf. Whenever the Torah says the exact amount, how much to pay, like by pitching the bin, it says 5 sloyim. Yeah. Then Omer Rav Torah kesef tzuri. Then the Torah's makbid has to be choshev a kesef tzuri. But b'shal devrei, whenever the rabbanon say to pay that kesef, that's kesef medina. But Rav Asi meant to say only when the Torah says an amount, how much you have to pay, that's kesef tzuri. So we're asked the question, my kamashmas, what do we need a din for? Tanina, we learned that in our Mishnah, that's what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said, Chomei Sloyim Shoben, that the Mishnah reconciles all these things, that there's a schum. The Mishnah said, Chomei Sloyim Shoben, then it says, Shloishim Shlevet, if you're sure, kills never, Torah says, pay back 30. Then Chamishim Shloinis, Vimanisal girl, or Yimafata, or Moitishemra, the Torah says 50 or 100. So whenever the Torah says a number, the Mishnah says it already. So what do we need Rav Asi for? What's Rav Asi's chiddush here? The Mishnah says this already. That whenever there's a cheshbin of how much money you have to pay, the Torah means with kesef tzuri. So my answer is, I'll tell you, b'shel devrayim kesef medin yitzrach lei. Rav Asi's chiddush here, that when the rabbanim make up a skum to make you pay, there it's kesef medina, not a choshev a kesef. The Tanam, I'll bring you proof we learned. Ha'takei l'chaveru, somebody blows in somebody's ear, and he does damage to him. He hits him or blows in his ear. So it says, Noisun Laisela. You have to pay him a seller. So that's called the Midrabonin. Now, V'loy Taimah, don't think that this seller means seller arba zuzi. It's a seller that's worth for dinrin, for zuz, no. El apago de zuzi. It's enough to be worth even half of a zuz. That's also called a seller. The Koreansha seller, pago de zuzi. People call the seller even half of a zuz. So you see, when the Rabbanan gave a cheshbon to pay, their cheshbon is the smallest amount of money. Their cheshbon is not a lot. So if people call it as a zuz, people call it half a zuz a seller. Yeah. And this comes out, this is 1/8 of the Kesef Tzuri. Now the Gemara says, Chona Bisha, once happened Chona, once happened with Chona Bisha, by says he was a bad man, Chona is this. Yeah. Chona Bisha, Tokale Lehu Gavra. He like hit a man in his ear. So Osla came with Ravuna, they brought him in front of Ravuna. Omele, Havle, Pagu de Zuz, they told him, go pay him half of his Zuz. That's called the Selim with Rabbonin. It's a Pagu de Zuz, you have to go pay him. So the happened was, Zuzay Mochabadei. So this Chona Bisha didn't have a half of a Zuz. All he had was like a beaten up Zuz. He only had one Zuz, Mocha, that was like crushed down a little bit. And therefore, the Lenofik, he couldn't exchange it. Nobody wanted to take it. So nobody would give him a half of a Zuz from it. Like nobody would exchange it for two half of a Zuz. So all he had was just one Zuz to pay with. And you don't have to pay a Zuz, you don't have to pay a Chatzi Zuz. So what did he do? Talk a Leachrin of Yavna Lei. He hit him a second time on the other ear, and now he owes him a whole Zuz, so he paid him the Zuz. But go upon him, that's the right here. When the Rabbonin say Kesem, the Rabbonin taka means only a Chatzi Zuz. The Rabbonin's money is not a money Tzuri, it's a money Medina, a small amount of money. It's only a money the Raisa, that means a lot. And then it says what? Shloishim Shalevid, or Chamishim Shloin is a Shomafat, the Mishnah says. So Asu, lovely, why does have to repeat over again the same again, money Tzuri? Hotanel, it says the right in the Raisa, money Tzuri. So where it says, Oinus u Moise Shem Ritzo, that's the Chiddush over here. Because otherwise, Sakot Adchim, I would have thought to say, Kivund like Sivbu Shkolim, the Torah doesn't say clearly 50 Shkolim. Izem, I would have thought to say, Zuzibiyam, anything you pay is enough. Kamash Lanod, the Melech for Yalef Madodi, learn out one from the other. Then the Torah gives us Chum, whenever the Torah says you have to pay a certain amount, we say that amount always means a monetary. So even by Moise Shem, the Torah just says mona, 100, but doesn't say Shkolim. Kesef, still we learn now, since it says a schum, whenever the Torah says an exact amount, we always say that means monetary. Yeah. This is what chutz min ashkolim, when you pay the machzis ha-shekel, that you can't give shav a kesef, you have to give dafke shkolim. Tony we learn chutz min ashkolim, when you pay shkolim, you have to give exactly a shekel, or machzis ha-shekel, or meiser, hu adin, by meiser also, when you pay the meiser sheni, and hu adin varayin, when you buy a korban oila for the oila riyah. So shkolim the tanan mitzvahin shkolim darbunis mevnei masuya derech, that shkolim you could only change over to this coin darbunis only because you have to carry it up to lishka, but otherwise you can't exchange it into any other coins. You would actually have to give a master shekel. Maestersiv it's out of kesef yedecho. You have to take the money with you. You can't take shava kesef. It has to be coins. For Ryan, you buy an oilish riyah. Tanu Rav Yosef shlo yavi sigal azara. You're not going to bring a siga, a bad coin, to the Azara. Or she says, siga kesa siga la tvua. Like you can't bring coins that wasn't carved out yet. Like you can't bring some a metal-based kli. You have to bring a complete matbeya, good coin, you have to use for the Sharia. And when you buy the korban, you have to pay money with coins. And you can't use some a piece of metal, like shava kesef, it has to be bedafka kesef. All right, you'll stop here.